Thomas has loved Julia Smith since the third grade. Although they are best friends, Thomas has decided to finally man up and ask her on a date. To his delight, Julia accepts, and they go out to eat at a restaurant in New York City's Chinatown. After dinner, Tom decides to make a move.
Julia, I know you and I have been best friends for years, but I feel like there might be something more than friendship between us.
Tom, I don't know what to say.
I know, and neither do I. It's been crazy moving to New York with you and Ricardo, and so much has changed for us in the past month. But Julia, there's something that hasn't changed, and I just want you to know this. There's these inner feelings that I have for you, and there's just something electric inside me every time I talk to you and look into your eyes. Julia.
And then it happened. Tom went in for a kiss. However, Julia turns her face away from Tom at the last second. Tom opens his eyes to see a tear rolling down her cheek.
Tom, I'm sorry, I just can't.
Tom looks at Julia in shock, and Julia runs away, down into a dark Chinatown alleyway. Tom sits on a bench and puts his head in his hands.
Wow, I really screwed up. I knew I would only hurt her. I'm friend-zoned forever.
And after a few minutes of contemplating in silence, Thomas immediately jumps up and starts running down the alley.
Julia, is that you?
Thomas finally finds where the screaming came from. He stops dead in his tracks to see Julia pinned against a wall by a man in dark clothing. The man is holding a knife to her throat.
Quiet down, gorgeous. I'm taking you home tonight.
You aren't taking me anywhere.
Oh yes, sweetie. You're all mine.
Get your hands off of her.
Oh yeah? What you gonna do about it, hotshot? Do you really think I'm afraid of you?
Thomas nervously looks around and sees a shoelace on the ground, picks it up, and holds it in the air.
This is your final warning. Get your filthy hands off of her, or else.
Or else what? You're gonna kill me with a shoelace?
I don't kill people. I just use miscellaneous items to stop people like you.
Tom then proceeds to whip the small shoelace at the man. However, as he whips his hand, the lace gets bigger and bigger until it reaches the man, wraps around him, and pulls him away from Julia.
What the heck?
The man falls to the ground, and the string continues until he is in a cocoon of string.
No!
And that's why they call me Miscellaneous Man.
Thank you, Tom.
Miscellaneous Man has saved the day once again. Find out what happens next week on KZOW 91.9 Active Radio.